Whether you're a first-time poultry owner or looking to expand your flock, you can always use some helpful advice. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered. With great info and products to help raise healthy birds in-store or online at farmandfleet.com/chickdays.
We're recognizing farms and homesteads that have been in the family for more than 100 or 150 years. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. These families were celebrated at the Wisconsin State Fair. One farm recognized is that of Stacy Pope Hansen. This Rock County farm's history dates back to 1922. Stacy tells us more about the history of the farm.
Our farm was first purchased in March of 1922. My great-great-grandparents were Ida and Edward Darling, and their farm was originally 32 acres. It's always been a small parcel of land, and it was nicknamed the Wee Farm, the small farm originally, but we affectionately refer to it as the Darling Farm now.
What was that original farmstead like? How many buildings are on it? What types of buildings? The size, acreage, things like that?
Everything on the farm is petite and small. Our red barn is just a cute little barn. We have a very large chicken coop that we use as a shed now. But at one point, our farm had, you know, teams of horses and cattle and a functioning homestead and as many as 1,000 chickens. But today, we're just down to a few sheds, a milk house. We've taken the old farmhouse down, but we have hopes for our future generations to build something there.
So what were the first years like for your family on that farm and really going through some potential hardships and successes throughout history?
We're very proud that our farm has stayed in our family for these 100 years and that its character has changed over that time. So really came from a functioning, self-sufficient farm to where we primarily rent out for growing crops at this time. My children are the sixth generation to be there, and we love to gather there. It's a special place for us to be. I enjoy being there at the time of sunrise or sunset, and that's how I connect to the people that came before us, and I know that they enjoyed those gorgeous views as well.
What are some of the stories that you've had passed down to you from those years on the farm that really stick out with you?
We've all got something. Every generation has had a different experience. We've all lived on the farm at different times, and we have special moments and special memories. But I'd love to introduce my dad, Al, and maybe he can share one of those.
My favorite story about the farm is when I love going down there with my grandparents and spending time with the animals and the tractors and things like that. And I lived in town, grew up in town, but I grew such a love for the farm that I couldn't stand the thought of them being sold outside the family. And so we've been fortunate enough to keep it in the family. And the farm I live on is about 12 miles away, and that's been in over 100 years also. 11 years from now, it'll be 150 years we've owned it. And same thing again, spent time with the grandparents and got me out of town and out of trouble, I guess, out in the country. And I just couldn't bear the thought of them being sold away someday. So fortunate enough to keep them. And we just, now my daughter and my grandsons, they enjoy it the same reason, I guess.
I'd like to add a story that Dad has told me in the past, too, just as an example of how special this land and this farm is to us. My dad was drafted in the Army and served in Vietnam and was injured on July 7th, 1970, spent months in rehab and regaining his strength. And when he got back to Rock County, when he got back to Edgerton, the first place that he went was that farm, and that's where he felt safe.
What improvements or changes have been made from that original homestead to now?
Well, our number one priority has been to save the barn. So little by little, just making sure it's got a roof, we're keeping it painted, upkeeping. That's sort of the, a lot of people compliment on, you know, what a cute little barn it is. So we want to make sure that that's maintained. As I mentioned earlier, the house, unfortunately, we had to take down at some point, but we have hopes for building there, like I said, for our next generations.
And so what is the farm today? I know you mentioned it's that little essence of who you are, but what does it really mean for you today?
Well, I wonder if my sons would maybe like to answer that question. I'm so happy that they're here with us today and they can experience this ceremony and really take pride in and have really take a part in farm ownership and land ownership. So, Alec, is there something you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think that just being able to come to a place that I know is going to always be there, where I can hear the wind blow and kind of experience every season, and then the beauty that each of the seasons has is really just a beautiful experience, and I wouldn't want it any other way. So that's just kind of my connection with the farm, and I hope that, you know, the future generations can have similar connections, and I really love the uniqueness that each generation has with their connection with the farm.
My name is Mitchell. I just enjoy hanging out there, enjoying the peaceful land we have around, and just having fires and everything there.
What do you think makes your farm unique?
Definitely its size. It's in terms of farms, we understand that we don't have much acreage, but it's just so incredibly special to us. And, you know, from the time my boys were little, the people that helped us run it would always make sure that they got in the tractors when it was time to plant. Again, they were in the combines when we were harvesting the corn or the soybeans. And I just love that my children at least have some connection to agriculture. We've done a little bit of farming with, you know, gardening, those sorts of things. But we've talked about how the possibilities are endless. As long as you have it, you can develop it into so many different ways and so many different kinds of agriculture.
Stacy Pope Hansen shares a story of her family farm in Rock County. You can listen to more of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.